Hey, it's Kettle. Yeah, I think I've seen you around before, maybe. Or not. I'm terrible with faces, but voices I'm pretty good at. Well, it's nice to finally meet you. I was hoping to get to chat with you. Yeah, munches like this are pretty cool. It's sort of a way to meet people before, committing to, more. What do I mean by more? Well, I mean, this is a kink event. You don't have to be coy or shy. There's no pretense here about what's happening. I'm being very serious. In a playful way, I promise. Let me try again. I'm Kettle, and I don't know. I'm here to have fun. Has anyone given you the dog park analogy before? No. Okay. This is sort of how I think about kink and play spaces like this, right? I am a dog at the dog park, right? Kink is like a big dog park where we all get to gather together and do weird shit, right? And I'm just a dog. So, you know what I want to do? I want to run at the dog park. I want to have fun, and I want to bite, and I want to fuck, and I want to do weird dog shit at the dog park. And at the end of the day, I want to breathe out and go home. And if everybody can be cool, this is me making intense eye contact with you. If everyone can be cool, then we can all have fun at the dog park together. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I mean, I know it's more complicated than that, but that's basically my pitch. I'm here to have fun. This is like a hobby to me. Here's the other thing that I like about voice kink in particular is that we're in a format that's delayed. This one-sided conversation is happening for real and asynchronously. I am looking directly at you. And you haven't started listening yet. But because we know what kind of space we're in, I know what you're waiting for. And I guess as a reward for all the other stuff, I figured I'd not wait until the end. Because that's the other part of this. You want to know what I sound like. You want to know the noises I make. Well, we don't have to be shy about that, do we? So, let me hear you. And, we can see if we're. What do you want to say? Audibly compatible. I'm spreading oil on my favorite cock. Mostly so that it's nice and slick for me. I like sensation play. I like pushing the edges of my experience. Kink wise, I am pretty kinky. I am into the classics, so I like BDSM. I am a switch, but I mainly play submissive. It's the quietude of submission that I like. Ah, oh, and it's fun to play at being good. Oh, and knowing I can get it right. What else? I like dominance as well. It takes a particular kind of person to bring out the animal in me. I'm very primal when I play. It's probably one of the the dog park analogy. But it's because I like sound. I love a good voice. And when I find a good voice, it makes me foolish. Let me tell you. Oh, I enjoy edging. Clearly, I enjoy the struggle of it. I love listening to it. Oh, I'm into pleasure. Let's just say that. Oh, in every which way. Oh, but I love sound. There's no denying it. And the way you whisper to me, you're really turning me on, actually. Oh, listening to you. Oh, I like this. You shouldn't be shy with me. Never be shy. I don't want your contrition. I want your desire. Raw, real, unfiltered. I want to come for you. Oh, I want to come for you so hard. I want you to come with me. I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, every time. This is why I play a sub. I lack the control. I lack discipline. Oh, and I do so enjoy correction. I like I like being told what to do. Oh, I think I would like listening to you tell me what to do. You have a voice for it. I think you could hypnotize me almost. don't be shy. I tease. That's my whole thing. Being playful. So what do you think? Do you want to keep going? Do you think we're compatible? I mean, I know it's only, what, 1 edge in for me, but, oh, I could go for another. Oh, that's it. Do you want to try me on for size? See how I feel wrapped around your thick cock. Yeah. Then come here. Oh, that's it. Huh. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, don't be shy. That's it. I want you to fuck me as hard as you can. So fast. Yeah, you got me. Give me a second and I'll go again. Oh, do you want a minute? Alright. Okay. See, you got me breaking my own rules. I don't usually play like that so soon. But I think there's something about you. Something that makes me want to be risky. Something that makes me want to play. That's always what gets me, you know? When you're playful like this. When you see what I'm doing. When you feel the shape and the edges of my play and you want to come along, that is what gets me. You're enthusiastic, yes. I think people are afraid of talking about consent. They think it is a barrier, an obstacle, a thing to be afraid of. They don't get it. They don't get that consent is the keys to the kingdom. That is how kink works. You can have anything you can dream of, anything you can imagine, any way you want to play. The only thing you have to do is ask. You have to look me in the eyes and describe the desires in your heart. Name each depravity exactly as you want to receive it, and I will give it to you. Because that is what I want. Your ecstasy, your pleasure. Just as you're wrapped up in it right now, I want it again and again. Oh, sorry if that's a little aggressive, but that's kind of how I roll. But it's true. Whether you're dominant or submissive or neither, whatever it is you desire, in order to have it, you must ask for it. I think the world opened up to me sexually when I realized this truth. That and accepting a no graciously, when you realize that everyone must ask. Right? You have to be open heart and receptive and gracious. That's the magic of community, I think. There are so many ways to play. We can play rough or slow. I'm sure you have all sorts of things you want to explore. I'm touching myself again. I like imagining that I've crawled on top of you. That I am simply writhing on you. Wringing out every iota of pleasure that you have to offer me. Drink in your sound. Oh, there is nothing like it. Listening to you, letting your words wash over me. Oh, hearing you come. Fuck, listening to you come. That's what I want. I'm just rubbing oil on my hands. Oh, to spread over my pussy. I know we're not supposed to go this hard this early, but I just like playing along with you. I like this too. When it's slow. A little bit. I mean, I want it more. Sliding you back in. It feels really good. Oh my God. What do you think? Do you want to play pretend with me? That's the beauty of this, you know. The pretending. That is kink. The messy unreality of it all. That we're playing pretend. Oh, but it feels real. The pleasure is real. Oh, and for a minute, It's real in all the ways that matter. Oh. So you just keep making me come back, so I just can't leave. What does that say about us, huh? Oh, what kind? Oh, what kind of play are we going to have? Oh, if this is what you do to me when we get together. There's lots more kinks and ideas and, fuck, I don't know, art you want to try next. Sorry, I just assumed you would want to play again. Well, I hope you do. You, don't have to say anything. You'll let me know, right? Well, how about we stay like this then for another minute? I'm, Listen, I just sound cool, calm, and collected, but I'm just drawn that way. I know I seem brave or whatever, but just because I know I have to ask doesn't mean I'm not afraid or nervous all the time. But I do it anyways. Because the reward is worth it. For me, anyways. I think I might be cheating. Yeah, okay. At least you think I'm funny. At least a little. I think we're going to get along just fine. Come again, When you want to be a dog with me. Woof woof.